trouble. He's just stressing out like every other fan. Well, there's good in every team. Things aren't always what they seem. You can always find a winner if you try. Oh, weeknights, things will get better. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, they will for Parker and the man. Oh, yes, they will for Parker and the man. But you know, the man still can't understand. Parker and Wilson. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan. It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Good evening, Detroit!
Look at this. What is it? 7:30 after 7 o'clock? Their third week of the resurrection. Rising from the ashes, this Phoenix did. Here at DFN. On WDFN, I still have a little thing about the fact that we're back on the Fan, Rob Parker, to be honest with you. I'm not kidding you. I'm not trying to fool you here.
Well, it's Detroit's original, so I understand.
Third week already. Where'd the first 2 weeks go? What happened to that idea? I have no clue where it went, but welcome in, man. Look at all the people. They're all fresh-faced. Everybody's spit-shined. Some people shaved today. Various items on their person. I shaved today. I took a shower and everything. Just for you. I didn't want to have stinky.
Very nice.
Here. Who wants to have that? Look at this. What a week. This is a very exciting week. You got your national championship night. It's national championship night.
Ah, big night.
Come on, Gary. National championship.
You know what?
Masters week?
I thought that Kentucky was going to win after they got past Michigan. Right?
Yes.
But I found myself rooting for Wisconsin, you know, when the game was played.
Oh, you wanted Uncle Bo Ryan to make it happen.
And they played great. I mean,
here's my bracket. It sucks. Nothing's
nobody.
Left. Nothing's left. Florida was my last remaining hope.
Here's my bracket.
Because you don't do one. The only sports guy in America doesn't do a bracket.
Me and EP. We're the only two guys.
Well, he ain't an official sports guy yet.
Oh, not yet?
You've been in this game a long time, and you're the only dude. Becky's over. Becky, you do a bracket.
Becky, come here for a second, real quick. Slide
Becky,
over.
You have to lie for me. You're supposed to be here for me, not for him.
Becky, slide next to me so you can get in the shot.
Becky's in the shot.
Becky, hey, Becky, how you doing?
I'm good. How
are you? Doing great.
Becky, so why did you do this, man?
I know,
man?
But she's on the camera, too. Don't worry, Becky.
Why are you
it's
nervous?
All good. You're not nervous. Becky is one of our salespeople.
We're hoping Becky sells for us.
Oh,
that's what we want her to do. Now, maybe if we put her on camera, she's
on camera. See?
She has to officially
come
do
on,
it.
Becky. Kumbaya, my lord. Kumbaya. I'm
Rob,
trying to
it's
get
better.
Some,
they'd be like old friends.
No, I'm trying to get like some camaraderie so she'll sell well. That's all. All right, Becky, you can slide back up. Get out of the shot. I work alone. No, I'm just kidding.
I'll work alone. So we got National Championship Night. It's Masters Week. It's Frozen 4 week, Rob. Who's into the Frozen Four National Championship College Hockey?
See, all this time.
Wait. What am I hearing?
Crickets.
Crickets. Look, it's Boston College. It's Minnesota. It's North Dakota. And Union College from Schenectady, New York.
See, I always thought that the Frozen Four was something that women who had trouble having babies, you know, usually celebrate that.
Don't encourage them.
I'm just saying. You know,
don't encourage them.
It and then they hold on to it, and then they put it in.
I'll give you two better things for this week. You ready? You ready for two better things? Tomorrow, it's Ben and Jerry's free ice cream cone day. Now, I think we have two locations in the area. We have one downtown.
I've been to the one. I worked at that one
on
one
Woodward,
day. Like
right?
for charity.
1014 Woodward, and there's one in Ann Arbor. It's the two closest we have, one on State Street at 304 South State Street in Ann Arbor. That's it. So if you want your free Ben & Jerry's cone, tomorrow is National Free Cone Day.
See, that's a good one, because the last time I got ice cream at a place, not I'm going to say it at Ben & Jerry's, but I just went to a local place, my ice cream cone had fur on it.
What does that mean?
Some mouse, I think, touched it or something.
Oh, so it's not Ben & Jerry's.
No,
though.
Not Ben & Jerry's. I said it wasn't.
See this body? Body by Baskin Robbins.
Yeah, I got you.
You know what I'm saying. Wait a second.
This body?
Yes.
Not by Baskin Robbins. I can't even touch that stuff. It's so good, though.
I got one more exciting week coming up here on Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Draft Day comes out this Friday. The movie Draft Day with Kevin Costner playing Sonny Weaver.
How is that supposedly compelling? What would drive you to go pay money to see that? Seriously, what is compelling about
it?
The Cleveland Browns are on the clock. Should be a 2.5 minute. I mean, I'm supposed to sit through a full length movie about draft day.
Sonny Weaver Jr.
You know what they're doing, Mark? Seriously, they have bought and they are so caught up that you just put anything on the NFL and it sells and people are going to flock to it. Really?
What do you hope happens to that movie?
I hope it bombs. I hope it bombs terribly. Not because of Kevin Costner, who's done some great sports movies.
Wait.
But what's compelling about it?
Wait.
I
want to know this.
Oh, they picked the right guy, the Browns. All right, great movie. What?
I want to know this. Do you suppose there was an actual meeting by the producers of Draft Day and said, okay, are we going with the Browns or the Lions here? Because there's only two teams that have been around this long that have never been to a Super Bowl. It had to have done.
No, you're right.
There was a meeting.
It's got to be a Cinderella story, and that would be the Browns or the Lions.
Can't be any other team. Even Jacksonville's been not in long enough. Houston Texans haven't been in long enough. Everybody else has gone. Even Carolina's gone to the Super Bowl. So it had to be one of two teams. They must have had a meeting. All right, what do you guys want to do? Well, Cleveland's funnier. I think
that's probably what happens.
Cleveland's just funnier.
They said, hey, look, Drew Carey had a sitcom right. for 6 years talking about Cleveland.
Everybody laughed. Ha-ha, Cleveland
exactly.
rocks. Cleveland rocks.
I totally agree.
Wait a second. I got to ask, what is up, though, with Costner? You said about the great movies he's made.
He's made some great movies. Are you
all right,
kidding?
Here's what he's played in his sports movies. He's played a minor league catcher.
He played a pitcher for the Detroit
Hold
Tigers.
Hold on, I'm getting
to
it. Minor league catcher right in Bull Durham. A field builder in Field of Dreams.
Great movie. Now, Mark, tell me, that's a movie right there.
Field of Dreams is a great movie.
It's a great movie.
But he was just a field builder. He wasn't anything spectacular. He was a Tiger pitcher, pitching a no-hitter, perfect
game. The only
thing
I don't like about Field of Dreams is you know what, Kevin Costner, really, segregation in Field of Dreams. You know what I mean? Let a couple of brothers play, too. No, there were.
There were. What's his name was in the thing? James Earl Jones was even in the movie.
Right, he was there, right.
He played Billy Chappell, a Tiger pitcher, back when the Tigers were crappy, going for a perfect game. It was actually a pretty good movie.
Wasn't he pitching at Yankee Stadium?
Yeah, the game was pitching against the Yankees.
Against the Yankees. I remember that movie. It was pretty good.
He played a bad golfer in Tin Cup and now a Browns general manager. I actually have the script to the
– Mark, but I don't have the – it's not compelling. What's the compelling part?
I've got the script for his next movie.
What's that?
He plays Elgin Baylor.
Getting a hair transplant?
No. In the movie about the mid-90s Clippers.
Okay.
So that's next. It'll be the thing about the Clippers or something.
Unbelievable.
But
Elgin
that's
Baylor.
Costner.
I don't know. Is it Elgin Baylor, Mark, or the former Minnesota Vikings? What's his name?
Who, Les Steckel?
No.
Bud Grant.
The brother, the black guy.
Oh, Carl Eller.
Carl Eller. Those two might have the worst toupees.
Well, Carl Eller's came down to like here.
Right, like a unibrow almost.
And
his eyebrows.
And his eyebrows.
Two of the worst toupes I've ever seen.
You love Elgin Baylor's hair.
Oh.
Can you do me the finger wags when you go?
Yeah, let's go. I mean, we got a show. I guess we're doing it. Can we do it?
Yeah. Hi. My name's Mark. Welcome to the program. The guy across from me, right over there, Becky. The guy across from me is a guy so upset over the death of Mickey Rooney. He threw away his Huckleberry Finn lunchboxes.
Oh, stop.
Don't you have like a Wizard of Oz lunchbox?
No, I don't. I have Wizard of Oz stuff that people gave me as presents, but I don't.
Click on Detroit columnist Rob Parker.
All right. It is Sports Night with Parker and the Man for this Monday night, NCAA Championship Monday night. Rob Parker along with the man Mark Wilson. And we got our producer EP, engineer Gary. And Nick and his streaming video minion, Sarah and Josh, all on the other side of the glass. Becky over here hanging out with us. And Mark, we got so much to do,
dude.
So little time. And wait.
What am I waiting?
I'm so sick about, what is it called? The Basketball Hall of Fame? Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm. No, it's the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame, not the NBA Hall of Fame.
Well, the NBA doesn't have a Hall of Fame. But are you kidding me? Today... Mark, please, help me out. Alonzo Mourning.
Oh, Lord, no.
Thank you. Mitch Richmond.
He wants it again.
Come on, Gary.
Oh, Lord, no.
And Nolan Richardson?
Oh, Lord, no.
Double.
No, what about Gary Williams?
No.
Gary Williams?
You liked him, though.
Gary Williams won at Maryland. Okay, won.
Nolan won at Arkansas.
Yeah, but I don't know about it. When I think about Hall of Fame, I'm sorry. No, Gary Williams.
How many did he win?
One?
He won one.
Yeah.
At Maryland.
I mean, Mark, I'm sorry. You know what? This is the problem. The NBA right now should say enough is enough. Get the money. Build your own Hall of Fame, Mark. And you know what they should do?
What?
Go to the same system that Major League Baseball has, have your initial class, give the rights just to the writers, right, who cover the league. I'm not talking about broadcasters or whatever, just the writers. Because by far, the Baseball Hall of Fame is the only Hall of Fame that matters. None of the rest matter at all. The NBA or the Basketball Hall of Fame might be the weakest thing I've ever seen. And the Pro Football Hall of Fame, another one, hockey, please. It's so ridiculous. Tell me what Mitch Richmond did. Can you give me a resume? What stands out that makes you believe that he's a Hall of Famer?
First of all, you do understand that you made this stance literally 16 years ago.
Because it was ridiculous then, and it's still ridiculous.
16 years ago, you called for exactly, on this airway, on DFN, I can remember this. We were on the air when the, I don't know who, in the 98 class came out, and you were firing brimstone. You were calling for the immediate removal of any NBA player from the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame.
Is it not embarrassing? Boy,
Obviously, the NBA doesn't see it that way. The NBA doesn't think it needs its own thing, which I totally disagree with.
I don't understand how a league of that caliber doesn't have its own Hall of Fame. Mark, you always say, what's that woman's name was in?
K. Yao is in the Hall of Fame.
K. Yao and all these other people.
Deserves to be in somebody's Hall of Fame?
But not with NBA players.
Right,
not with Bill Russell. The NBA should stand alone, and I don't understand.
Our girl Nancy Lieberman's in the Hall of Fame.
I want somebody to make a case for me. Tell me what I'm missing when you talk about Nolan Richardson, Gary Williams, Alonzo Mourning, and Mitch Richmond. Please tell me what I'm missing. Why they're in the Hall of Fame.
They were all very good players.
Very good. We're all very good.
There's no rhyme or reason for it. And the one that got to me mostly was Mitch Richmond. He was a very good player, but I don't see the Hall of Fame thing.
There.
I don't see it.
Mark, and this is what you have to always look at. When you start talking about the big O, Oscar Robertson, and Mitch Richmond, how do those guys go together, Mark? Can you please, what plateau are they on?
I can't put Oscar Robertson with anybody because Oscar Robertson is the only man in the world that ever averaged a triple-double
in
one season.
But I'm just saying as far as, it just doesn't, when I start to look at these guys, and Alonzo Mourning, I mean, okay, I'll give you, what do you have, one kidney?
Yes.
All right.
Get it with one kidney.
he could get an award for that, playing with one kidney
now,
or whatever. But,
I understand that Mitch Richmond played for crap teams.
I don't care.
Here's his numbers. I mean, his average, he averaged 21 points a game, 3.5 assists, and 3 rebounds a game.
What's the special?
I don't know.
Tell me about the MVPs he won.
I didn't win that.
It's funny because
me and Mitch
Richmond won the same amount of MVPs in the NBA.
His numbers are very similar to people like Walter Davis, Dan Majerle, Derek Harper, Dale Ellis, Rod Strickland, Stephon Marbury, and Rolando Blackman. All of whom should not be in the Hall of Fame, and none of them are. I'm not sure who lobbied. I don't know if he has his own. Remember how Ted Williams used to lobby for Dom DiMaggio to get in the Hall all those years?
Right.
That was his life's work, was trying to get Dom DiMaggio in Cooperstown. Richmond played for Golden State, Sacramento, Washington, and 1 year of the Lakers. He finished his career with the Lakers in 2002. He didn't even particularly play very long. He played 13 years. 20,000 total points. Is that a magic number in the NBA? 20
Nobody
grand?
Knows what the magic number is. If you play long
30
enough,
grand is probably a magic number.
Right. I mean, I just think it should be a special place that only, and I always say this when you talk about the Hall of Fame, this should be no debate when you talk about a Hall of Famer. If I say to you, Hank Aaron, Mark, what are you going to tell me?
No question.
Okay, if I say Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, all-time leading scorer, there's no doubt.
Don't have to think twice.
Michael Jordan, it should be of that ilk. Not just these guys where you go, well, let me see what he did.
Let me see what he did.
I guess he had a good, pretty good career.
In the fan ratings, here's where Mitch Richmond stands. Number 120 behind Antoine Jameson and in front of Marcus Johnson.
That's what I'm – so those guys are getting in then, right?
Michael Finley's ranked 2 ahead of him. Rudy T is 3 ahead of him. Tom Jonovan.
This is what I'm trying to say. I don't know where the debate came in or how he got pushed in. Was there nobody else to put in?
Maybe not this. Well, how could you? Everybody else is in.
You know what? If Gary had shorts on today, I would vote him in.
If he had shorts, oh.
Yeah, because then he could play in the league. Thing. Right, exactly. You got it.
He'd have to play in long pants. No one wants to see his legs.
I guess. All right, we got a lot to do.
Yeah, a lot to do. Tiger stuff coming up, too. Tigers weekend, going to Los Angeles, play the Dodgers.
All right, 248-848-1130. Anybody else outraged with the selections? I just don't understand these leagues. I mean, do you even pay attention other than the Baseball Hall of Fame? And you know what? I think these poor selections, Mark, have now poisoned the Baseball Hall of Fame. Because now people think mediocre or very good players belong in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Where's Trammell? How come Trammell can't get in? And Lou Whitaker and Lance Parrish and just start coming up with names. Why not?
I got the all-timer coming up in our 30-year look back tonight. I got the all-time guy that everybody in this town thinks should be in the Hall of Fame and is not in the Hall of Fame. And compared to Mitch Richmond, this guy is a Hall of Famer.
Compared to, but he's not.
Mitch Richmond, this guy should be in somebody's Hall of Fame.
And that's why I think, I don't care what anybody says, people complain about the writers, and I'm one of those voters. Not too many guys in town have a vote, right? But Mark, it should be that hard to get in. It should be an honor to get in. And I just think that they're letting everybody in and it's ruining the Hall of Fames. I don't care about those Hall of Fames anymore.
16 years ago, you made a case, and I think I just hopped on board, that the NBA should have its own Hall of Fame. And the NBA, in my opinion, has fanned on that. And as far as I know, has never even spoken about doing that.
I don't know why. Is it just money? You can't build a building? Come put it in Detroit. We got plenty of buildings. I'm sure the mayor will sell it to you for a dollar.
Wouldn't that be a bad place for the Hall of Fame.
You know what?
Right here.
Why not? Why not?
Detroit basketball, man.
Downtown. I'll get a bill. I'm going to write a column. Come NBA. The city will give you a building for a dollar. Let's get it started right here.
That's a great idea. Actually.
Why not?
And normally I don't think your ideas are very good.
It's not bad, right? And you know what? It could be a real attraction. Let's have a real attraction.
You think people wouldn't come to see the NBA Hall of Fame?
And the NBA Hall of Fame. And let's start all over.
That's a really good idea.
I don't care what's going on as far as what's in the Basketball Hall of Fame, start from scratch. When they did the Baseball Hall of Fame, what did they do, Mark? They had the first initial class, right, from all of baseball. You do the same thing. And if you want to put the top 50 players of all time when they came out with that list in the 90s, I'll start right
there. You know what, Rob? I'm going to tell you this right now. You have just redeemed yourself. Gary, get ready with the thing. You had a really bad idea and then a really good idea.
What was my bad idea?
That we should rekindle and do a show again 3 weeks ago.
Is that right?
Oh, Lord, no.
Wow, that was the bad idea.
But you have now redeemed yourself with the idea of an actual NBA Hall of Fame in downtown Detroit.
Why not? Let's do it.
248-848-1130. We got so much to do. How little time do we have?
Very little time.
It's not even funny, okay? So get ready for it. Be part of the program. Don't forget, we're streaming video at parkertheman.com. You can watch this fine program. You can also see it at premiersportstalknetwork.com. Hit us up on Twitter at ParkerTheMan, Facebook as well. We got all the tools. We got all the accoutrement. Our email is ParkerTheMan@yahoo.com. Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Mark and Rob, Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan, and we're just getting started.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
What a pair of loons!
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man on Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan.
Here we are again, Rob. Another week is upon us. If you were out there driving around this weekend, I think you can still see what our problems are with the craters and the potholes and the thingies and the deals that keep opening up. But if you're having that kind of trouble and you're one of the many victims that have fallen prey to these hyenas crimes.
Hyenas
crimes, Becky. Take your car, truck, or van to the pros at Expert Car Care.
That's right. Hey, Becky, let me tell you. They offer free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices in town. You'll be back on the road safe and sound in no time.
And, Becky, let me tell you this. Expert Car Care, that's X-P-E-R-T.
We're trying to sell it to Becky. Come on, listen.
Services everything on your vehicle, top to bottom, A to Z. It could be something as simple as a tire repair or as major as replacing a whole engine or transmission. And if you mention, Becky, a couple of dudes that you're looking at right now.
A couple of good-looking dudes.
Really good-looking.
One guy's black. That's all I want you to know.
And the other guy's Rob.
That's right. Say, Parker the Man. And you know what? You receive not only a free oil change with any work done, but also a free front wheel alignment if needed.
So, Becky, right up, you get in, you say, Parker the Man, it's $100 right there in savings passed on to you. Expert Car Care has locations, two great ones, 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming, 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. Right then and there, the free front wheel alignment and the oil change. I'm telling you, expert car care. Mike and Company, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Becky. No, I need you to say yes.
Real loud, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Go get expert car care.
She's saying, what the heck? I just came by to watch.
Right. And they got me participating. I wanted to watch, too, once, but, you know, it just didn't happen. I'm talking about the show.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'm talking about the show.
I don't know about all that. 248-848-1130, Sports
Night.
With
these glasses, I can't see anything.
It still stuns me that you have to wear, like, reading glasses to get by.
I could read it, but it just...
Shows your age, young fella.
It's just easier to use the glasses, that's all.
The Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame has opened its doors to Alonzo Mourning, who's even missing body parts, and he made it in. No, that wasn't that funny.
Very nice, Gary. Keep going. He's fine now.
He's missing body parts. Mitch Richmond, who probably is missing body parts.
Oh, stop.
Nolan Richardson, who was the coach at Arkansas when Michigan played the Razorbacks.
Now, Nolan goes on the all-skin team.
Team. Have you ever talked to him up close?
Oh, stop.
It's brutal.
Mark, stop.
I mean, I've done plenty of interviews, especially that year that they played Michigan in the tournament.
And then the way he went out was really ugly. You remember? It was a scene.
His son, they found him dead at age 47. Yeah, and some. I don't know if it was a hotel or if it was at home, but his son passed away.
Wow.
He's had some heartache in his life in the recent
memory. But he did win. I mean, he did win a championship. I'll give you that.
But that doesn't mean,
Mark, you're a Hall of Famer.
Wasn't scoreless on that team?
Scoreless, that's right.
Scoreless Williamson.
What a good play he was for the Pistons.
And a good guy.
Run.
We call him scoreless. Scoreless.
Just
perfect, you know, even though he wasn't scoreless. He scored quite a bit.
He was a really good player. He was good.
But he's in. And Gary Williams, who once coached at Ohio State, then won his title with Maryland, also made it into the Hall of Fame. David Stern is going into the Hall of Fame. That was already predetermined.
Yeah, okay. Let me see. David Stern's getting in for starting the WNBA. That's one of his accomplishments.
Can Val Ackerman be far behind?
I know. And the other one was...
She might already be in.
Was
actually
changing the basketball without talking to the players. Remember that one?
Yeah, that one, yeah.
Even Tim Duncan had to complain
about
how bad the ball was.
Telling guys how they should dress, by the way.
Exactly. That was another bad thing.
Who else made it in? Guy Rogers is going in on the Veterans Committee. Guy Rogers is going in on the Veterans... Rob doesn't even know who Guy Rogers is.
He's the co-anchor for Live in the D at 11 o'clock
on Channel
4.
That's Guy Gordon, not Guy Rogers. Guy Rogers played for the Bucks, played for the Bulls. I think he actually was a backcourt mate of Oscar Robertson at one point with Milwaukee. And there's somebody else. But that Hall of Fame is littered with people that either you don't know, you're not sure why they're in there. We've always made fun of this. This is 16 years in the making. That's how long Kay Yao has been in the Hall of Fame. She was like the athletic director at Washington or something, University of Washington. She was very big on women's athletics, and of course they want to have women in that Hall of Fame. So Nancy's in. Nancy, who just had her Nancy Lieberman Award, gave it out, to the Notre Dame girl. Was that who won the thing? Point guard award. It's usually down here in Detroit. Was here last year. I did a thing with Nancy for that last year. We didn't do that. We didn't have enough time to do that for Nancy this year. But she's in the Hall of Fame. Nancy Lieberman is very much in the same Hall of Fame that Isaiah Thomas is in.
She belongs in the Hall of Fame, but just not.
What she's done as an Olympian and the first woman to play in a men's league, there's actually a good case to make that she really deserves to be in compared to some others. I think Nancy Lieberman, if it's just going to be a basketball Hall of Fame as opposed to an NBA Hall of Fame, has a lot of chops, has a lot of credentials to be in this particular Hall of Fame, more so than Mitch Richmond does. Just because of everything she's done.
I don't disagree, Mark. She was a trailblazer. She's the one who got it started.
Now the first woman to coach in a men's league.
There was nowhere to go. You know what I mean? So she had to play with the guys. I mean, she has a very compelling story, and it's unbelievable, to be honest.
We'll have Nancy on. We love Nancy. Nancy is going to be – she's currently down at Fox Sports Southwest with my boy Rick Renner. They do the pre- and post-game show for Oklahoma City Thunder basketball. And she's done – she doesn't just do women's sports. She does men. And she's worked for ESPN for years and now working for FSN down there in Dallas, her hometown, where she's been living for years. TJ transferred, you know.
No, where'd he go?
Yeah, he went from Niagara to – now I got to look it up. But he transferred. He played his freshman year at Niagara, And he had to sit out this year, so next year he'll be back. I'll find out what school it is. But T.J. Klein, Nancy Lieberman's son, is going to be a sophomore in standing at, I forget what college it is. A little more, you know what it might be? It might be, speaking of, it might be Richmond.
Really?
Richmond Spiders, the University of Richmond, not Mitch Richmond. Might be Richmond. I have to look that up again.
All right, 248-848-1130 is the number, and we're obviously going to touch on Tigers weekend. I was there yesterday, Mark. If you get a chance, you could go to clickondetroit.com, read my column. I said I found out a couple of things that first week of the season. We could talk about it or figure it out. We'll throw out the ideas.
Yeah, we'll do Tigers next. We'll talk about what your impressions are the first week now that they have a day off. And then head to Los Angeles. They're actually out there now going to play the Dodgers.
That's pretty good, man. I'm telling you, whenever you go out to play the Dodgers in that setting, in that state,
oh,
Mark,
Chavez,
you know,
is awesome.
Chavez Ravine is unbelievable.
Awesome.
It's downtown L.A., just off to the side, but it's downtown
Echo
L.A.
Echo Park is what we call that part
beautiful.
Of Los Angeles.
Yes, it's
right. And it's easy to get to.
Very easy.
You drive right into the parking lot there. It's really the coolest setup, and that still holds up today. That ballpark's not young.
Mark, it's the second oldest in the National League. The only park that's older is Wrigley Field.
Yeah. Isn't that hard to believe?
It is hard to believe that L.A. wouldn't have some new modern. I can't believe those new owners.
How can you improve on Chavez Ravine?
Well, but you got to play somewhere else and knock it down and build it right there. You can't. Do you know what I mean, Mark? You got to build it right there. You can't move it. So go play with the Angels. Go play down in Anaheim for 2 years. I'm serious. Would you be against that if they're going to get a brand new stadium?
Yes, I would be against it.
Why?
I love Dodger Stadium.
The Yankees played at Shea Stadium, Mark, for 2 seasons.
Sorry. Don't want a new stadium in L.A.
You don't want to change that?
Nope. Not a thing about it. I love Chavez.
If you could redo Yankee Stadium, you could redo any stadium, except for Fenway and Wrigley. Those are the only two you can't do.
Can you imagine the Cubs playing at some other thing in Wheaton, Illinois?
No, they could play. What do you
Rosemont?
Mean? At whatever they call it now. I was going to say Comiskey.
And like put the ballpark, like redo Wrigley? You know, Rob.
No, go play. They'll play there at Comiskey.
My point is they're redoing Wrigley Field. Wait till you see. You haven't seen it, have you? Spending $500 million. Wait till you see the new Wrigley Field.
Is it going to be like the spaceship with the Bears?
They're just doing it. They're going to face it. They're going to put this hotel complex across the street. There's going to be a walkway to
There's barely room to bend down and pick up a dollar. It's so tight in that area.
Rob, I forgot we haven't even talked about this. If you haven't seen the artist rendering for what the new Wrigley Field is going to look like, it will blow your mind.
How could it be $500 million?
In a bad way.
$500 million when you can't even... Like, you're not going to tear down a structure. They got the structures all up. How's it still costing?
They're redoing the entire ballpark.
New seats?
Oh, yeah. For $500 million, you get new seats, baby.
Okay.
$500 million. Even in Chicago, buys you a lot. Seriously, take a look at it sometime, and I think you'll be grossed out by it. I am not happy about it, and a lot of Chicagoans aren't, but that's for another time. All right, we'll get to the Tigers next. Of course, they start with a 4-1 beginning, and 248-848-1130 is the number. Coming up, a sports wrap. And don't forget, in a little bit, since we're doing Tigers, a very special 30 years look back from Comerica Bank is coming up with audio sound accoutrement.
Very
accompaniment
nice.
From a legend, and you know who I'm talking about. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
One hint, the worst is yet to come.